Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1. Big story today is the rain that is coming, really starting tonight through Friday. Saturday, though, you'll get a reprieve. Kat has moved into a new home, as many of you know, and it was a new build, so it's just dirt and clay, and so she's been trying to get grass planted.
For like the last 6 weeks.
Anyway, it's just because her dogs need someplace to go to the restroom, but even if you plant it, it still takes a month to grow.
Well, I'm supposed to get my yard in today. Like, they're supposed to come and grade it and put the grass in today. I'm like, oh. It's
right before the flood watch?
Yes,
all the seed they plant is just going to wash to the drainage.
I think there's a guarantee. Like, I think he has a grow guarantee.
Okay.
I'm going to text him this morning.
Might want to review that policy before 2 inches of rain shows up for the next 36 hours.
Darn it. I've been waiting so long for this grass because I'm tired of using the neighbor's yard.
That's a show home.
That is a show home. That is being sold. Like, yeah. They had over 50 showings over the weekend. There's no way that thing is not sold. So I'm going to lose my potty house for my dogs.
Yeah, because Kat, the funniest storyline on our show is that Kat has to wake up, go to the show home's yard in her new addition, and
let the dogs use the bathroom there.
And then pray that she thinks about it or picks it up.
I do pick it up. I'm really good about that.
Even
I have a flashlight. Yeah, I have a flashlight. I just don't want to be, I don't want to give them any reason to come over and knocking on my door being like, hey, you can't do this. I figured if I picked it up.
Right. Like, there's no evidence.
They're not going to say anything
other than us talking about it.
Well, but
they're not listening. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. You're fertilizing it, if anything. You're helping
them.
That's right.
I am helping them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll try to sell that for as long as we can.
I actually thought about mowing the grass over there for them. So I thought about doing that for them, and then I thought, well, if I start doing that, no good deed goes unpunished. They're going to start expecting that. And then I don't want to do that forever.
And it also draws attention to the fact that...
I'm letting my dog...
Yeah, you're grooming the poop yard, okay? That's not very good undercover work.
Okay.
Why are you over here? Just a good citizen.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be happy to use this because your dogs want to poop in it. No! Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Do you guys know when you go to the doctor, they ask you questions like, how many drinks do you have a week? And
if you smoke.
Yeah, and I just assume that's why they give you ranges, because everybody lies. I mean, at least in my head, I do. Like, when I answer truthfully, like, let's say I say 4 to 8 drinks a week or something, I just assume that the nurse is like, yeah, right. You know? Like, I just think in my head that they just, in their head, double it. Well, I found out there's another category that men don't get asked, but women get asked. And since everybody around here works... It's tied to some hospital group. Apparently, women get asked how many romantic partners they've ever had when they go to the OB.
Huh?
And that women always just lie about whatever that answer is. And I'm always like, "What? Why does the number matter?"
I've
had people, like, I assume, ask, are you active?
Yeah. Are you currently active in a relationship right now? Yeah.
Because I think you could track transmitted diseases or things like that by asking that question.
Yes. Yes.
By asking how many, though.
How many?
Has anybody been asked that?
How many partners have you been with, basically?
Yeah. Like, is your OB or your family medicine doctor asked you that?
That seems really personal.
Well, it's protected by HIPAA, but apparently it's one of the things that gets asked. I didn't know, because nobody's ever asked me. maybe the doctor just assumes. Zero. Zero. They're like, we don't even need to ask him that question. Let's just move on to the alcohol question.
Whatever number you have in your head, just write that number down. I don't know.
Yeah, what number do you think is normal? What number can I say?
What is the median? What is the benchmark here?
What number do you think is not odd? Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Is that a question that's typically asked? Go ahead.
Yes, and it's because if you have a lot of sexual partners, especially as a female, it's an increased cancer risk.
Oh.
So they would want to be more diligent with pap smears.
Oh, really? An increased So, but you've never cancer?
Have you? Well, obviously, you work in the medical community. Yeah. I mean, you just sound like.
Yeah, I used to be a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
So I always asked that question.
When you asked it, was it met with like hesitation, or was it met with?
Not at all. I was always very blunt and truthfully. You know, I think I always kind of gave an explanation why I asked.
Yeah,
that
the cancer
lady.
That's
well.
Good.
Yeah, and, that matters.
And people are usually. I found people to be pretty honest, truthfully.
Right. You bet. But they certainly lied about the alcohol question. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Absolutely.
I'm kidding. All right. All right. Okay, cool.
Double
cool.
or triple it.
Yeah, double or triple it. There we go.
There you go.
All right. Thank you for the insight.
I didn't understand
the link. I was like, well, that's an odd personal question to ask.
Well, you know what? We all got smarter today.
Yeah.
I did not understand that could be, you know, linked to cancer.
Well, right. And so now, yeah, I was like, there usually has to be some sort of medical side to that you're mm-hmm. tracking. All right. Well, good. Good. Now we know. It is Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WHAI. We're getting ready to try to give you an awesome Vera Bradley tote. It is legit. 260-467-9500 is our number as we are looking to play Know
the Show.
Kat, the day has three questions.
Yep, they're pretty easy.
And the answers to the question are either me, Andy, or Kat. 50-50 shot on each one. If you get one right, you get to move on. If you beef it, then
we'll
go
to
the next caller. And who's ever on the line that successfully answers the third and final question today on Know the Show will win. So these are things like, I don't know, which character of the show has a big annoying laugh? That would be me. All right,
that would be Andy.
Okay. Which character of the show has a daughter? Ooh. You know, stuff like that. Okay. So you got to really know the show. Okay. 260-467-9500. Let's get started. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Casey.
Casey,
hi, Casey,
you get to start us off. You have, there's three questions ahead of you. If you get the first one right, you get to move on. If at any point you get it wrong, we'll just go to the next caller. Again, 50-50 shot. Kat, get us started with question one of Know the Show.
All right, Casey, which member of the show recently let their family go on vacation without them while they stayed at home and enjoyed a quiet house?
Andy.
That's exactly right.
That is
right.
Exactly right. Good job, Casey.
I didn't even know what to do with myself. I mean, have you ever had like so much freedom that you're like, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know. What do I want to do?
This feels so weird.
All right. Very good, Casey.
Casey, question number two. Which member of the show could easily fall asleep in a meeting?
Kat?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah. Kat misses
so
vital information.
All the time.
Nobody I've ever seen. You sleep with your eyelids open.
No.
Because you look like you mastered something in high school, like you passed out during chem class or something.
Oh, man.
All right. Very good, Casey.
All right. Last final question. Okay. These are for the Vera Bradley tickets and a tote. Get this right and you win the prize. Casey, which member of the show recently fell off their stationary exercise bike?
I was going to say Andy.
Yes.
How do you even do that?
Yeah.
I don't even understand.
I saw the bruise on your arm and was like, what in the world happened to you?
Oh, my gosh. I told that story during spring break week, and luckily I don't know that enough people heard it. But, yeah, I was home alone. And
riding your bike.
I was going hard on the Peloton, and each time the instructor said, close your eyes and pedal as hard as you can. And I did. And on the third time, I think I just overcranked. I don't know what to tell you.
You needed more resistance.
I mean, how do you crash a stationary
bike?
I mean, I've never done anything so.
And that bruise was pretty big.
Casey, congratulations.
Yay!
You.
Thank you.
Know the show. Andy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. I have for you. According to the internet, the grossest things your partner does, but you have just learned to accept.
Oh, I could add to that list once you're done or before you begin. I have a gross thing.
Well, let's start with your fastball here. What do you got?
Eating like mayonnaise out of the jar with a spoon.
Oh, man.
God!
That was disgusting.
Oh, my God!
Ugh. Hated that.
Like the same way people eat peanut butter sometimes?
Like taking a big spoonful of mayonnaise and just eating it out of the jar. It was so gross. And I was like, did you take two scoops? Because if you took two scoops, I know you double dipped. And ugh, I hated that. It was so gross.
Oh, like I'm going to go sit down and watch a ball game. Can somebody pass me the mayonnaise jar?
Yes. Oh. So gross. How gross is that? And then my my best friend, her husband would often like pee and, you know, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
He wouldn't flush?
He wouldn't flush. He would just let it set. Well, they did have a septic system, so I guess that was part of it. But whenever I would go visit her, I was like, ew, I'm going to flush the toilet now, okay? That was kind of gross. I didn't like that either.
I have to tell you, your two to start us off are very, very strong.
Well, let's add to the list, okay?
Grossest thing your partner does, but you've learned to accept, is, and usually this is just where we throw men under the bus. Let's be clear. He leaves Q-tips everywhere.
Ew. Used Q-tips or just...
Used.
Oh, used Q-tips. That's even worse. Gross. Ew.
We're out to eat and he picks his teeth with the point of a knife.
Ew.
It's not all that gross, but the sound of metal grinding against the teeth is one to make anybody cringe. Here's where we throw, finally, a woman under the bus.
Okay.
She will make a cup of tea, and then she will drink the cup of tea. By the time the tea is done, the tea bag itself has cooled. Then she sucks the tea bag dry.
Really? You find that gross?
Yes!
Okay.
You suck the tea bag? Who does that? You just get done with your tea? You want to pass that constant... you're putting it in your mouth. Oh, you're not done with it, are you? You're getting the full thing. Oh, God.
There's a lot of flavor left.
When we sit down and we have a home movie night, she likes to take a bag of M&Ms and a bag of Skittles and combines the two. She loves eating those two candies together. Zero people I've ever met think those two candies belong together.
They do not belong together.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my gosh.
What if you think you're getting an M&M and you're getting a Skittles? That's like a surprise in your mouth.
Oh. Here's another one where we throw more guys under the bus. I don't know what it is, but every time my husband brushes his teeth, he thinks it's a perfect opportunity to get done brushing and then hawk the biggest loogie.
Ew.
To remove the largest amount of phlegm. It is shockingly loud.
Gross.
At that point, nobody cares that you just cleaned your teeth.
Oh, my God. Man, I couldn't do that, man. I cannot live with that person.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You know what? The sucking of the tea bag makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. Some of these other ones were gross. Like, I don't even understand how you do M&Ms and Skittles.
No.
That ain't right. By the way, I do some of these things.
What? Which one of those things?
Which one do you think I do?
Do you spit your loogie out in the bathroom sink?
After I brush my teeth?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
Oh!
Andy and Kat, call now. We are going to play Things You Should Know.
Yes.
Wait, we lacked enthusiasm on that.
I'm sure you
weren't ready. Okay, you guys ready? Things
You Should Know.
260-467-9500. Up for grabs is what?
We have a pair of tickets to the Michiana Wine Festival that's going to be coming up on Saturday, April 27th at Headwaters Park.
Here's how this works. We get to you four general knowledge questions that fall under the category of things that we think you should know. Most people would know. If you get the first one right, you get to move on. You keep going until you get the fourth and final question. If you get that right, you win. However, if any point along the way you trip up, stumble, miss one, we go to the next caller on the line. And whoever successfully answers the fourth and final question will win the prize. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Quentin.
Quentin.
Yeah. Quentin.
Quentin with a Q.
Q.
Hi, Quentin.
So, all right, you understand how the game works. No questions, so really. Are we ready to go?
Yep, we're ready to go.
Okay. Question one. The song Circle of Life by Elton John, okay, is known to be a part of the soundtrack of what Disney animated movie?
Oh, I'm really bad with Disney movies. Circle of Life.
Would you like a little sampler platter of the song? Because I did cue it up 3 minutes ago.
Here we go. Listen.
Okay, I'm sorry. 3 seconds, Quentin.
All right. Would it be Lion King?
Lion King.
It would be Lion King. There you go.
Did I give you enough time to Google it or something? Or?
No, nope.
No? Okay. Quentin, question 2 of 4.
I don't believe him.
That's all right. This one I think is a little tricky. What company did Bill Gates and Paul Allen start in 1975?
Would it be Microsoft?
That's exactly right.
All right. Good job, Quentin.
Question 3 of 4. What is the profession of Matt Damon's character in the movie Good Will Hunting? That's tricky, too.
That's...
That's right.
That's the thing I should know.
Yeah, well, you don't know movies or pop culture or anything.
Oh, I do too, Andy.
It's been a long time since I've seen
it. It's been
a
long time since I've seen it too, Quentin.
I'm going to guess a lawyer.
A lawyer is not right. No, very good. No.
Doggone it. Sorry, we have to say goodbye to you.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Go ahead and turn your radio down a smidge. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
I gotta move on.
Okay.
You have to listen to the phone.
Yeah.
Andy and Kat, go ahead and turn your radio down. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Leah.
Leah, we are picking up where Quentin left off. We're in question 3 of 4. It is movie related. Let's go back to the year 1997. Matt Damon had a breakout movie called Good Will Hunting. His character, Will Hunting, what was his job in that movie?
He was a janitor.
That's exactly
right. Very good.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. We're on a roll now.
All right. 4th and final question. I think this one actually might be easier.
Oh.
Than the one we just had. All right.
Good.
What city in Austria is famous for having a famous boys choir?
Austria.
Boys choir?
Just think of the most famous boys choir ever.
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Vienna?
Is exactly right! Yes! Yes!
I cannot believe you got that right. That is fantastic.
The Vienna boys choir. That's exactly right. Obscure boy choir facts, guys.
Holy cow. Who came up with that question? That would be you. Andy Beckman.
Somebody did.
Okay.
Who I'm sure meant well and tried hard.
Tried hard. Congratulations.
Leah, we appreciate
you. Yes. 2 tickets to the Michiana Wine Festival on Saturday, April 27th are for you.
Awesome.
We'll put you on hold. We'll get some of the information there behind the scenes. Yes, the Vienna Boys Choir. That's the latest episode of Things You Should Know.